Good morning, everyone. Staying with politics now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Todd, did you get any sleep last night between the Strasburg pitching for the Nationals and doing that strikeout clinic last night and all the primaries?
14 strikeouts. Strasburg was off the mound a couple of hours before the results came in from Nevada and the West Coast, so there wasn't much of a baseball conflict, but not much sleep. No, John.
All right, well, let's talk about Nevada. Is Harry Reid a happy man this morning, the Senate Majority Leader?
Oh, he has to be happier than he's been in about a year. Harry Reid, I think the slogan for his campaign, John, is going to be, make my day. And I'm not trying to be too glib. Harry Reid has shown what a powerful incumbent can do to shape the battlefield. Lots of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars poured into the Republican primary, and Harry Reid just picked his opponent. And that's pretty amazing.
But, there are headlines on Fox News, et cetera, that there was a huge victory for the Tea Party. Is Harry Reid, really sitting that pretty?
Well, it was actually both. I think Fox News is correct, and I think I'm correct. It was a big victory for the Tea Party against the Republican establishment candidate in a big race, and a big victory for Harry Reid picking his opponent. He did not want to run against Sue Loudon, and now he doesn't have to. And now we're going to see who wins the cage match, right? Harry Reid, the incumbent, the majority leader, versus the Tea Party favorite, who is very conservative, and Harry Reid's campaign has already branded her with adjectives like wacky and dangerous for her staunch conservative ideas that are really from the right. So he's going to challenge her statewide.
And one of the things you're pointing out, Todd, is all of this anti-incumbency talk. The fact is the power of incumbency can sometimes be very difficult to Trump.
Formidable.
No question, especially when money talks and when you have an experienced political team with a bunch of established operatives who know how to shape the battlefield. And that's just what they did here. Harry Reid is still vulnerable. I can't say he's going to win. We don't know, but he's sitting a lot better than he was 4 months ago. No question about that.
And there's another Reid in this race, or in politics there in Nevada. Explain.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk about implosion of incumbents. Longtime incumbent Governor Jim Gibbons, Republican, just lost his primary last night to a fellow named Brian Sandoval, a former judge. It won the Republican nomination and will run in November against Rory Reid, son of Harry, who will be on the Democratic side of the ballot for governor.
I was thinking of slogans this morning. Reid, R-E-I-D, my lips, no more Tea Party. That's at least in the mind of Harry Reid this morning, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. And I'm sticking with Make My Day.
All right.
Just because he shaped the battlefield so well.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.